We've secured a specimen. One of our suppliers purchased the probe on the black market. It was expensive, but worth it. This thing is magnificent. It's sitting in the containment unit now. We're keeping it on a gurney made from meta-alloy to prevent any damage to the lab. It's not a perfect solution, but at least it hasn't eaten through the floor. Tomorrow, I'm gonna find out exactly what makes this thing tick. I will now continue with the physical examination. Let the record show that Professor Collins is present to assist. The probe is organic in appearance, but seems to possess many inorganic properties. The outer casing is made of elements we have been unable to identify. Thus far, radiocarbon testing has proved inconclusive. Attempts to dissect the outer carapace with a conventional scalpel have also been unsuccessful. We simply don't have a blade that can pierce the shell. I am now proceeding with electrocauterization. That's it. The laser has made an incision. The probe appears to be reacting to the laceration. It's pulsating.
Professor Bouchard, I'm reading an increase in atmospheric pressure within the lab. Ion movement is rising.
I must say this is fascinating. Upon making my primary incision, the probe emitted an electromagnetic pulse that shut down the entire laboratory and most of the research facility. Luckily, auxiliary power kicked in and kept our life support online. If it hadn't, we might have found ourselves a little short of air. The tech team has restored power to the main systems, but most of my hardware has been destroyed. My examinations will have to be put on hold until the equipment can be replaced or repaired. Who knows how long that will take. There is one curious thing, though. Since it released the pulse, the probe has been emitting a constant signal. We have no idea what it's trying to communicate. But comms have assured me they have their best cryptographer on the job. The signal the probe was giving off has been answered. We're under attack and evacuation protocols have been initiated. Whatever's assaulting us has systematically taken the settlement apart. We try to hail it, to show them we mean no harm, but there's no answer. I've been given the order to evacuate. I'm leaving a ton of research behind, but there's no time to upload it to the mainframe. I just hope we can get out of here before the whole...